This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.
Welcome to Specsaver, sir. How can I help?
Hello. I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
to me. Seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston. Heard every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Good morning. Happy Saturday, June 19th. I am Marilyn Weston. This is Zoomer Radio, and you're definitely going to get it straight from a woman's perspective in this hour. In the past weeks, we witnessed the rebirth that spring brings. It brought normal chores, spring cleaning, closet organizing, garden work. Individual to-do lists were created, goals and deadlines set. Mine was to get everything on my list done by tomorrow, June 20th, the first day of summer. Alas, I failed to accomplish everything. We still have 2,395 minutes from now until tomorrow's end. There's time enough yet to finish a few things before we make a new list. If you're like me and you didn't get everything quite finished, rather than beat yourself up for the things you didn't complete, pat yourself on your back and celebrate what you have done. Resolve to keep focused on your goals and hold on to your dreams. Know that each thing you do is a building block for your future, the foundation of the rest of your life. It's never too late to start on a new path. I believe strongly that this is so. I have that belief, and I believe that I can build again and again as often as need be. And for that belief, I thank my dad, Oscar, who survived the Holocaust, lost everyone and everything, and came to Canada to build a new life. He came with my mom, myself in his arms, and one suitcase. He knew six languages, none of them English. But he had hopes and dreams for a good life, and he built it. And when he hit a wall and he fell back, he found a way to climb it or went around it and worked forward. Tomorrow is Father's Day, as well as the first day of summer. And today's show is dedicated to my dad, Oscar, to my husband, Sam, to my uncle, Morris, and the other good men who gave me advice, support, and protected me, and yet lived by example and encouraged me to live my life. They are always in my heart, and their memory is a blessing. And because of them, I remember the good times and am putting work on pause tomorrow to acknowledge the caring men who are now in my life, my mentors and friends, my brother-in-laws, my childhood friends, and those who have my back now. I encourage you to take a breath, too. Celebrate the double occasion of Father's Day and the first day of summer. What you do to acknowledge the caring men in your life will make them smile. And by celebrating, you'll be creating memories for a lifetime, yours and theirs. People have been forced to isolate from one another, to distance themselves. We've been forced to wall ourselves off. But with the vaccine and numbers going down, progress is being made, and we now have small gatherings of 10 that we can enjoy. We can eat outdoors and slowly open doors to life the way we knew it. By living each day as best we can and finding ways to reach out to one another, by smiling over our masks with our eyes, by Zooming and texting and calling, we have maintained human connection and built new relationships despite the COVID challenge. We must continue to find reasons and ways to celebrate life and happy occasions that are part of it. Remember, the walls around us have doors, and if we feel fenced in, we can build a gate and open it. Take the good lessons you've been taught and put them to good use. My dad taught me to try to be my best, to have confidence in myself and hope for a bright future for all of us, to be consistent and patient, and to try my best to finish what I started or find a way to go forward without regret. Dads and good men deserve to be recognized for the care, love, and lessons they give and gave. They help make us good people and contribute to making a better world. Be grateful for your father and the paternal men in your life. And when you celebrate them, know that the love you hold in your heart for them makes you whole and will strengthen you so you can continue your life's journey. And once you've enjoyed celebrating, turn your eyes forward, rewrite your to-do list, focus on your future, and resolve to do what it takes to continue on your path. My next target date is July 1st, 17,280 minutes from tomorrow. And in those minutes, I will both work to accomplish my goals and make time for pleasure so I can enjoy my journey to the future. I encourage you to do the same. Seek balance. Appreciate where you are. Determine what you need to do to get where you want to be. And then, with a fresh perspective, take your steps, big and small, towards your dreams. We each have our own dreams and struggles. But do remember that you don't have to travel alone. The fathers, father figures, nurturing souls, male and female, can help you when you ask. And as always, when you want solid information, you can count on myself and the From a Woman's Perspectives team. We're a phone call or an email away, and our contact information is on my website, marilyns.ca. That's marilyns.ca. So now let's get started and learn from the experts from a woman's perspective. First up, Leslie McCormick of the Farwell Group will join us, and we'll learn more about making our money work for us for our retirement. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely going to get it straight from a woman's perspective right here, right now on Zoomer Radio.
Welcome to Specsavers, sir. How can I help?
Hello. I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
to seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
Every 3 days, someone in Ontario dies waiting for an organ transplant. You can make a difference. Become a registered organ and tissue donor today. Online at beadonor.ca. One donor can save up to 8 lives.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, to help us focus on how to best plan for our retirement and achieve the life we want, senior wealth advisor Leslie McCormick of the Farwell Group, author of Bank on Yourself, Why Every Woman Should Plan to Be Financially Single Even If She's Not, joins us. Good morning, Leslie.
Good morning, Marilyn.
What do you have for us today?
Well, today I'd like to talk about what I call the three C's of real estate decisions during retirement. For many people, their home is a significant asset. In fact, it's not only a place of memories, it's the single largest source of wealth that many people have. Any decision about that home is a big one. Throw in conversations around retirement, you know, freeing up capital by downsizing and changing your home and creating income from it. We're talking about a very major decision that affects us on many levels, emotional and financial. Lately, I've been having a lot of conversations with clients around housing and retirement. A number of people I work with are presently at varying stages of selling, buying, or building. And before they even sold their home, yes, we had conversations about how to turn any capital freed up into a reliable lifetime of income. But just as importantly, we had conversations about making sure before they sell that they're setting themselves up for making a successful real estate change. Real estate is expensive, and getting this decision wrong and having to move again can be exceptionally costly. Everyone has heard of the old adage, location, location, location. But when it comes to real estate decisions, especially at any point near to or during retirement, I add in what I call the three C's: community, connection, and care. You might say that community falls into the category of location, and in some ways it does. But in retirement, community becomes important for other reasons than proximity to work or schools. In retirement, most likely you have more time. More time to spend in that community, and possibly with age, less ability to venture as frequently away from that community. And so as you contemplate how you're going to spend your time, does the community you're planning or considering moving to offer the opportunity to spend your time doing what you want to do? A lot of the people I've been speaking with lately have been planning major moves. Selling in the GTA and moving to different provinces, selling in the GTA and moving to places like Windsor, Picton, and Fort Erie. When you sell in the GTA, you're used to having everything at your doorstep or a potentially easy GO train ride away. Things like sporting events, theater, educational courses, dining. If you leave the GTA or even moving within it, will you have easy access to doing the things that you want to spend your time doing during retirement? Connection. While some people are more naturally social than others, we all need some degree of connection. I know for me, that's been the hardest part of this past year and a bit, not being able to connect with people in the way we've been used to. Where you're considering moving, do you know anyone there? Are you moving to be closer to family and friends, or will you count on meeting all new friends? What are the relationships that are important to you? How will this potential move enhance or dampen those relationships? How might those relationships change in the future? For instance, one couple that I work with, their kids are now grown, and they're all working, single, independent. Them moving out of the province doesn't really bother their adult kids. In fact, their adult kids are looking forward to having a place to go and visit. But our conversations are around, well, what happens if grandchildren arrive in the future? How will they feel living so far away? How will they potentially move back to be closer should they want or need to? Thinking these things through first is important. Being okay with the scenario or answers is really important, setting yourself up for a successful real estate decision. Finally, our third C, care. In the location you're considering moving to, what is the access to care? Whether that's hospitals, doctors, specialists, home care, or other services. Not all locations have ease of access. This may not be a concern you have today, but if health changes in the future, will where you live be able to provide the support you may need? Again, asking what-if questions and being comfortable with the answers is really important before you make any move. As life changes, money changes. And when money changes, life changes. A real estate change impacts both your life and your wealth, making any mistakes potentially very costly. So if you're considering selling your home and moving or downsizing, in addition to making sure you'll be able to maintain a comfortable lifestyle for your lifetime, when it comes to the move itself, consider the three C's: community, connection, and care.
That's very wise advice. And if anyone listening wants to talk to you about an anticipated change so that they can plan it properly and understand the three C's, how do we get a hold of you?
You can reach me at 416-863-7501.
416-863-7501. Your money matters. It matters a great deal for your retirement. And selling your home is a big asset, as Leslie said. Give her a call, speak to the Farwell Group, and get the direction you need. 416-863-7501. You'll be glad you did. Thank you, Leslie, and I look forward to speaking to you soon.
Thank you, Marilyn.
In a moment, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Clinic will discuss fibromyalgia, and then we'll have thoughts from Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto and our Cupid, Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective right here on Zoomer Radio.
Welcome to Specsavers, sir. How can I help?
Hello. I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
to seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
You love your neighborhood, you love your home. If it's getting to be too much to handle, share it. Golden Girls Canada is a resource for shared living for single, mature adults. Start living life like it's golden. Go to goldengirlscanada.ca.
Week to week, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic addresses a health issue and explains how we can deal with it naturally. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. So this morning, I wanted to touch on a topic that's quite difficult for a number of patients. That's the topic of fibromyalgia. So this week, I'm going to talk a little bit about what it is, how we diagnose it, some of the symptoms. And then next week, I'm going to talk about some natural remedies for fibromyalgia. So in terms of, patients coming in, sometimes I have patients with unexplained widespread pain in their bodies, their soft tissues, and we often see it with patients will notice it, pain, for example, between the bones, kind of like fat, muscle, fibrous tissue, and they feel it in their blood vessels even. People with fibromyalgia describe the sensation as a dull, constant pain, which is often triggered by touch, and it could be even a light touch, and it can become progressively debilitating. Most often, the pain occurs at multiple points, what we call regions of pain, and often as we sit on both sides of the body, above and below the waist. So the symptoms can actually include things like stiffness in the morning, tingling of the hands and feet, even other kinds of symptoms that we see in other kinds of diseases, irritable bowel syndrome, headaches, jaw pain, unexplained fatigue. We often see patients with trouble sleeping and skin sensitivity, and a lot of digestive issues as well. One of the main issues we see with patients is the mental health challenges, because there's a lot of anxiety, depression, and even brain fog associated with fibromyalgia. So there's quite a list of extensive symptoms, and many patients will go to their family doctor, and it'll sometimes take them sometimes years or months to before they actually arrive at a diagnosis, and certainly the solution can be sometimes very challenging. Arriving at a diagnosis is really partly a process of elimination, because so many other health issues can mimic so many other health issues, especially autoimmune diseases. So often patients will have a myriad of many, many tests before they actually are able to narrow down what their symptoms are and what their diagnosis is. We do see, for example, that it's very common in women. Now, men actually do get fibromyalgia, and it can greatly impact their life, but we tend to see it more in women. And studies actually haven't identified a specific trigger, but it often can develop when a patient has experienced a physical injury or an emotional or traumatic event, things like a car accident, a relationship breakdown, or an injury. And often we do see there's a relationship, for example, between post-traumatic stress disorder and fibromyalgia. And we've even seen in the research a potential genetic component. So certainly if there's a family history of fibromyalgia symptoms, that could be a red flag for patients. So if people are interested in finding out a little bit more about treatments for fibromyalgia, I'm going to talk a little bit next week, but certainly it's a difficult subject for a lot of patients. So they can give me a call at 905-707-2001, and my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
So if you think you have fibromyalgia, just give Dr. Betty a call, have a conversation, and see if she has natural solutions that will work for you. The number, 905-707-2001. That's 905-707-2001. Spend some time, ask your questions, and learn how you can deal with fibromyalgia naturally. Thank you, Dr. Betty. I look forward to hearing what the solutions are next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.
Are you a believer? Convinced there's a correlation between our environment and your health? Then yes, you should believe in naturopathic medicine as a genuine alternative. Visit thornhillnaturopathic.ca and book a free 15-minute consultation with Dr. Betty Rosendahl, ND.
Life's special moments can be marred when words aren't heard and meaningful conversations can't be had. It need not happen to any of us so long as we take the advice of someone as wise as hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto. And he's here with us this morning. Good morning, Edmund.
Good morning, Marilyn. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers listening. So today I wanted to acknowledge the deep importance of fathers and their children and their grandchildren also. And I wanted to share a time in my own life where my father had to help me figure out my path in life. My father, his name is Harry, had a challenging time raising me through my teenage years. And it wasn't because that I was a difficult person to deal with, but I was really struggling to find my path. Now, you know, a little bit of history. I didn't want to do well in school just for the sake of doing well. I needed better reasons to do the work. So, you know, as an example, when there was a task which actually interested me, I excelled tremendously well. But for anything else, I would essentially ignore it. So I wouldn't necessarily do so well in school. So my dad would see my siblings doing their schoolwork and excelling in their tasks. But here was his oldest child not excelling. Now, he knew that I had all the tools in me to be successful, but he didn't quite know how to bring that thing out of me that would make me successful. He also realized and recognized that the methods being used to teach the traditional ways weren't necessarily working well on me. So he made significant efforts in guiding me, figuring out how to put the challenges that I needed in front of me. He also trusted in me that I would ultimately forge my own path to success. Now, to say I did things the hard way almost every time would actually be quite accurate. But I now believe that those hardships are the path to success. The many falls that I had to take made me learn and understand the process of how to get back up. I know my parents didn't like watching me go through these hardships, but I think they understood that this is what I needed at the time. Now, with my own children, I'm starting to see the world through my father's eyes and realize the challenges that he did, and I am grateful for him allowing me to take those falls and allow those hardships to happen, all the while having my back when I needed him. Now, my father still helps me, even today, because I have him test out all my new hearing aids that are being released every year, and I think he secretly likes it. So when I say that I would put these hearing aids in my own father's ears, there's truth behind it. I treat all my clients like they're my own family. Now, if there are any fathers or mothers that are withdrawing because they aren't hearing well, I would like to extend an invitation out to you to come and be part of my extended family. We would love to meet you.
Thanks for sharing that story, Edmund. And it is like dealing with family when you go to Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto. Happy Father's Day to you and to your father. And if anyone's listening and they want to explore hearing their best and be part of an extended family, Edmund Ivazian and the team at Hearing Aid Source Centers are inviting you. The phone number, 416-754-4327. That's 416-754-4327. Thanks again, Edmund.
My pleasure, Marilyn.
Now, if you're on your own, ready to welcome someone new into your life and aren't quite sure how to make it happen, our Cupid matchmaker Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions would usually join us and explain how she does it, because she, for 25 years, she has put people together and they're still thanking her. But in case you don't know, she has good men and women on her roster, and she knows how to help them find the right person to share their lives. It starts with a conversation with Linda. She works from her heart, she gets to know her clients, and then she looks and sees who's available for you. And if she doesn't have a number of people and doesn't feel comfortable for you to join and not have the experience she wants you to have, she tells you so and invites you to come back. The fact is that the people who do join and speak to Linda find the right person. She coaches them through the dating process. She answers questions and basically finds that special someone when someone's looking for them. If you want to speak to Linda and find out how matchmaking in 2021 works, all you have to do is call the toll-free number. It's 1-877-334-9041. That's 1-877-334-9041. People are meeting despite COVID. All you have to do is make the call, have the conversation, decide exactly what you want, and then, with the help of our Cupid matchmaker Linda Miller, meet that special someone and complete your life. Next week, Linda will join us and probably have a happy story. Next, Dr. Vivian Brown joins us with her weekly health tip. And then realtor Melanie Martin will bring us her deal of the week for properties north of Toronto. And there's lots more to come, so you'll be empowered by the experts from a woman's perspective with me, Marilyn Weston, and your team right here on Zoomer Radio.
Welcome to Specsavers, sir. How can I help?
Hello. I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
to seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
Linda Miller's experienced team of matchmakers meets and interviews each of her 10,000 clients. Not only does Misty River Introductions find and connect you with someone you have real chemistry with and are attracted to, they also coach you on how to turn that connection into a healthy, loving relationship. Book a free consultation at mistyriverintros.com.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, award-winning family physician, women's health expert, and author of the Canadian bestseller, A New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, Dr. Vivian Brown joins us to give us her weekly health tip. Good morning, Dr. Brown.
Good morning, Marilyn. So nice to be here with you.
It's always a pleasure, and I'm wondering what we're going to discuss today.
Well, the weather's getting better, and realistically, we keep telling people to put on sunscreen. We don't want you to get skin cancer. And that is really important. But there's a lot of information that's questioning about some of the chemicals in sunscreen and are they harmful. The reality is a number of studies have looked at these chemicals and you do absorb some of the chemicals, but it seems that the benefit is worth the risk. It seems that you're not absorbing enough to be detrimental or harmful to your body. You are protecting yourself against the risk of skin cancer. And in general, it's felt that sunscreen is worth your effort and worth your taking whatever risk with the ingredients in sunscreen. But the researchers do make a point that sunscreen that is made with zinc oxide or titanium dioxide as the active ingredients aren't absorbed in the skin as easily as some of the other products. So if you're trying to be really careful, zinc oxide, which is something we often use for diaper rash,
is probably one of the better ingredients in sunscreen. And you know, Marilyn, we don't use sunscreen in babies under the age of 6 months. It's better that they're in the shade and covered up, and that's because they would absorb just too much of these potentially harmful chemicals. So you want to think through what you're doing. You want to be careful. If you're going to be out, you maybe wear long sleeves. It can be a lightweight cotton, but that way you're not getting as much sun exposure, and that way you can use less sunscreen.
So bottom line is we can use sunscreen, but if we can use it sparingly, it's better. And definitely avoid skin cancer by using it and covering up. I appreciate that information. You've always given solid information to me and to the listeners here, and definitely in your book, A New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging. I have signed copies at my store, Marilyn's, and if anyone wants to order a copy, all they have to do is call me at 416-504-6777. And Dr. Brown, where else can we find your book?
The book is also on Amazon and in Indigo, and various smaller bookstores will order it for you. I think it's really helpful. I've had a lot of positive feedback because I think we all want to be independent as we get older. Yes, we want to age and get older, but we want to age in a healthy way. We want to be independent in the community. We don't want to be in any kind of facility.
So remember the book, A New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging by Dr. Vivian Brown. It's a guide to healthy aging, and it can be your GPS to your best health. Thank you, Dr. Brown. I look forward to learning from you next week.
Thank you, Marilyn. I'll just remind you, when you are buying sunscreen, SPF of at least 30 or higher, you want this to protect you. So let's enjoy the sun while we have it.
Thank you, Dr. Brown. Always good information. We'll talk next Saturday.
As the last of your tension drips away and Pierre has magically pressed out the last knot, right before you checked, double-checked, and rechecked just how beautiful your hair, makeup, and nails look, a splendid sigh will surface. Michael Cluthe Salon and Beauty Spa. For a complete list of services, call 416-925-6306. Michael Cluthe Salon and Beauty Center on Yonge, just south of St. Clair.
A house is just a building until you make it a home. It's a big job to find the perfect property to make your dream home. But our realtor, Melanie Martin, has found houses and cottages that make her clients' hearts sing, and now they call it home. For properties north of Toronto, there's no one better, and she joins us today with her deal of the week. Good morning, Melanie.
Good morning, Marilyn. Yes, I will have a deal of the week for you, but I was first going to say that there's a bit of a happy story here. I was talking to a couple in there in the Hyde Park area, and of course, I lived there for about 13 years, so I know it well. And they really wanted to know what the value was on their home. So I did one of my quick desktop appraisals to give them an idea of the value of their home. And then we can figure out what the equity is in their home because they're looking for cottage property. Now, you might want to pull the money out of your home where you live now. And then you can actually shop around a little bit more because you can just buy cash. Now, I think because these people are well connected in the construction community, they wanted something that was a bit of a fixer. And just recently, I see a new deal of the week here. It is definitely a fix-me-up cottage. It's $299.9. It has a lot that is 50 by 143. The square footage is 1,000 feet. Now, when you have 1,000 square feet footprint, that means you're saving on certain fees, like development fees, which can really add up. This is in the area of Tiny Township, and it's only about two blocks from Balm Beach. So that is my deal of the week, Marilyn.
Did you say $299,900 full price?
Yes, $299.9. And the good thing about this is that I have sold lots in this area for, well, I'd say $100,000 over that. So you're really looking at land value here, but with a lot of perks because there's a building that you possibly could fix up or you could tear down and build new. And this might be your home away from home or it might be your permanent home.
Well, each week you come up with something new and different. 50 acres of land, a beautiful two-story house, and now this cottage, $299,900. A fixer-upper, so someone can either fix it and sell it and make money, I gather, or fix it and have a dream cottage. So if someone wants to talk to you about the value of their home in Toronto or wherever they live so they can understand what they have to invest in a new property, or describe what their dream home would be, how do we reach you?
Yes, give me a call at 1-800-357-4193 or visit my website, melaniemartin.com, or email me homes@melaniemartin.com.
1-800-357-4193, a toll-free number. It'll cost you a little time to get a lot of good information, and maybe this deal of the week will be the property that makes your heart sing. Melanie, thank you for sharing that happy story and for bringing a good deal of the week, and I look forward to hearing one next week.
Yes, we'll definitely have another one on the table for you.
You can't go wrong when you deal with people that are just not all about money and business. It has to do with their heart and their understanding. And everyone on my team, including Melanie Martin, is just that. Feel comfortable dealing with them and give them a call. Ask your questions, get your answers, and then take action. Thanks again, Melanie.
Yes, thank you, Marilyn. We'll talk to you next week.
So for years now, I've been using a T-Zone Total Body Transformation Machine. At least that's what I call it. And for years, we had Mr. T-Zone on the air. And now he's so busy that I have to beg him to come and visit. And I thought for Father's Day, it might be a good thing to talk about a gift of health. So I invited Mr. T-Zone, Alban Frigo of T-Zone Health, to join us. Good morning, Alban.
Good morning, Marilyn. And to all the fathers out there, happy Father's Day.
And happy Father's Day to you. And tell us a little about, refresh our memories, I guess, a little about T-Zone Vibration.
Well, T-Zone's been around over 15 years. And one of the things that we did with T-Zone that is different from anybody else is we brought in a machine that has a magic mat. The magic mat is a function that allows you to be on the machine. If you have sore knees or sore muscles, it takes care of it because it's soft. And we're the only ones that have it. So to amplify the Father's Day, we put in a special pricing. So we brought in a portable machine. So that means that you don't have to leave home. So this machine retails for $639. But for Father's Day, he's got us on for $479 plus tax and free shipping. That's a saving of $200, Marilyn.
Well, Alban, I think it's a bargain because it gives health. The reason I got my T-Zone was you promised me that would help me with my balance, with my strength, and help me firm my body. And I believe that it enhances my workouts. And on rainy days when I'm not going anywhere, I feel like I'm doing something because I'm using my T-Zone. Now, this small one, how big is it?
Let's say that you can carry it. It's 32 pounds.
And we can put it in the trunk?
Yeah. You can put it in the trunk, you can put it in your closet, you can put it underneath a table, you can take it to bed with you.
You're always so funny. So T-Zone Health has gone from the big machine, which probably, are they still available or is it just the small one?
Oh no, that's still available. That's my baby.
And what can you promise us if we have one?
Well, you know, it's like anything else. You have to use it. You know, every once in a while I wake up and my back is hurting. Maybe I slept the wrong way or whatever. I just get on my machine right away and I just stand on it and I bend forward, flexing. And you know what? I can feel the release of the tension in my back. And I swear every time I get on my machine, I just say, thank you, T-Zone, for bringing this out. So now, I mean, I'm so happy that people can get this bargain. I mean, $479. My VT20 retails for $2,400.
So all the benefits of a big T-Zone vibration machine for a small machine that's portable with a magic mat as a show special for Father's Day, $479. If someone wants to talk to you about T-Zone Vibration and this new magic mat and the portable machine, how do we reach you?
You can call me on my cell phone, and my number is 416-676-3474. And just to accent, the first three callers that call in will receive a free vibration book. It's about a 90-page book that explains everything in depth as to what vibration is and what it can do for you.
So a free book just for calling and getting the information. And then if you decide you want a show special, you can save almost $200 on a portable machine and save a lot off the big machine. All you have to do to get started is to find out the benefits and if you enjoy balance, strength, train, and firming done with vibration. It starts with a conversation. Just call Alban Frigo, Mr. T-Zone, at 416-676-3474. It's a great Father's Day gift. I'm so glad to hear your voice, and thank you for talking and explaining vibration again.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Bye for now.
Bye for now.
In a moment, I'll return and give you advice as Marilyn West and your wardrobe doctor. And then we'll get our weekly tip from Christine, the health coach, and chat with Senior Move Manager Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile and accessibility expert Daniel Wiskin of the Total Access Center. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective here on Zoomer Radio.
Welcome to Specsavers, sir. How can I help?
Hello. I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
seniors
to
seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
Why do they call them cookies anyway?
Seniors Tech Services. Computer classes for seniors in Toronto and the GTA.
I wonder what this button's for.
We'll teach you and everything else about your smartphone or iPad. SeniorsTechServices.ca. We also make house calls.
Vaginal changes due to menopause are normal, but painful intercourse, bladder infection, soreness, and dryness don't have to be, thanks to a gentle laser therapy offered by FemRenew that can save millions of women from suffering silently. Visit FemRenew.ca to discover a non-hormonal treatment that's safe and cutting-edge without any cutting at all. A vaginal procedure so advanced, you'll be in and out in 5 minutes. Explore FemRenew.ca and experience the new normal.
Be the next to take up urban poling and never worry about falling down again. Receive 1 hour of training on the best urban poles from ADP Medical Supplies and Services. Walk straight, improve your balance, and get moving as part of your own walking group. New to urban poling? Learn the ABCs from ADP. Call Susan at 416-551-5513.
I'm back as Marilyn West and your wardrobe doctor. Last Saturday, I invited you to the launch of my online store on my website, marilyns.ca. There you can see the Marilyn's Comfort Wear by Up and Basics by Yesta, and we'll build from there. Also, you can now come to my store, Marilyn's, in person. By appointment only, you're welcome to set a date and time for your private personal shopping. I, Marilyn Weston, will be your personal stylist. When you come, you can bring things to mix and match, and together we'll pull together your best look. 8 pieces of clothing, 24 changes. I can show you how, and mix and match and layer to show you how you can expand your wardrobe look so you feel comfortable and look your best every day. I have clothes for size 4 to size 3X, and I'm happy to help any woman dress well. There'll be no stylist fee, and the clothes in my store are value priced. I have clothes for every woman, and once we get acquainted, I can be your personal shopper. I have dressed women of all sizes, ages, and walks of life, and it'll be my pleasure to dress you when you come. So please do visit marilyns.ca and see the online selection. And then do feel free to call me for guidance. And if you wish to book your personal stylist appointment, just call me at 416 504-6777. And before I go, I'm pleased also to invite you to our next Healthy Bra Clinic, Saturday, July 10th. So all it'll take is one phone call, either to set a personal stylist appointment, to get some fashion guidance, or for your bra fitting. 416-504-6777. I look forward to your call. In a moment, I'll be back as your host with Christine, the health coach. And there's lots more to follow, all from a woman's perspective here on Zoomer Radio.
COVID lockdown has not stopped Marilyn. Introducing Marilyn's comfort wear by Up, featuring jackets, pants, and tops in a comfortable, washable bamboo. You'll love the way each piece feels, looks, and combines to make more than 24 outfits with just 8 items. Start with a jacket, bra-friendly tank, and pants for $180, or a wardrobe package for under $500. Order from Marilyn and choose curbside pickup or delivery. Call 416-504-6777 to get started.
Now our weekly tip from Christine, the health coach. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Marilyn. I'm going to talk about strength training again, which improves functional movement. Increasing strength through training is essential for improving overall function. Older adults can gain more mobility and walk farther. Building strength also helps with all kinds of other functional movements, like sitting or getting into a bathtub. This in turn just makes life easier and opens up access to more activities. Better body composition. Older adults, especially women, tend to gain more fat while they lose muscle mass. This puts them at risk for chronic illnesses. All kinds of exercise help to maintain good body composition, and strength training is an important component. Strength training for seniors benefits mental health. Just as important as physical health and aging is mental health. Getting older can put you at risk for loneliness and social isolation, depression, and other mental health issues. Building strength, which increases mobility and function and improves overall health, boosts your mood and overall quality of life. So for more information on how to get motivated to start your exercise program, call me, Christine, at 416-809-4084, or you can visit my website, christinethehealthcoach.com.
416-809-4084, a number to dial so that you can gain more mobility, you can have a better body, you can boost your mood, and so much more. So call Christine, the health coach, and she'll help you get started at 416-809-4084. Thanks, Christine. Speak to you next week.
Speak to you next week.
Welcome to Specsavers, sir. How can I help?
Hello. I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
seniors
to
seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
Moving seniors with a smile removes the stress from moving. Need help deciding what to take, what to sell, and what to give away? Book a free consultation at movingseniorswithasmile.ca. When it's time to move, seniors do it with a smile.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Things are getting better. We're in stage one and heading to stage two soon. For those who put a move on hold and are now ready to entertain making a change, Senior Move Manager Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile is who you need to meet. She helps take the stress out of any move, large or small, and she joins us now. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning, Marilyn. I want to start out this morning by wishing all the dads out there a very happy Father's Day tomorrow. But instead of my usual happy story, I want to just comment on the strange times that many of us find ourselves in. The majority of people we know have had at least one vaccine, so some protection, and most of our clients have had two. Ron and I have had both our shots, but some friends and family members outside the GTA have only had one dose, and occasionally there's one or two folks out there who haven't had their first one yet. And there are dilemmas.
Do extended families get together yet for backyard barbecues this weekend when not everyone's been fully vaccinated? It's a conundrum. It's been my experience that people perceive risk and safety quite differently in this, our new normal. Some quickly move to the next phase, can't wait to resume life as they knew it pre-pandemic. Some hold back for a bit and are carefully dipping their toes in. And others aren't quite sure what normal feels like because they've altered their behavior so much over the last 15 months that they aren't sure what they should be doing right now. Since launching Moving Seniors with a Smile in 2012, I've worked regularly with older adults and sometimes see the kinds of anxieties that aren't always understood by younger friends and family members. Holding on to their independence is as important as ever to these clients, but they may not feel comfortable sharing their fears in case they're seen as old and less capable. Marilyn, you sometimes share that I hold our clients' hands through their moves, and sometimes I do. More often, though, I see myself as an experienced navigator who will work with you at the pace that you want to go. If someone wants to tackle the bulk of their downsizing before they move, that's great. I can schedule them to work with me for 3 or 4 hours, say once a week, so they don't feel any of the overwhelm. If, on the other hand, they want to attack things quickly, we can do that too. We make strategic recommendations to keep things cost-effective, but we can adjust things as needed so that any emerging needs are met throughout the process. At Moving Seniors with a Smile, we believe that these still strange times call for more compassion, not less. So we take the approach that normal is what feels normal for you right now, and we'll go from there to make sure that your move is as anxiety-free as is humanly possible. Small steps to reset, readjust, and restart your life.
It's what I'm all about and what my team is about. And maybe your company should be called Moving Seniors with a Heart instead of a Smile. But the fact is that my team does have a heart. And if you're thinking about downsizing or moving and just feeling stressed because things aren't the way they used to be, give Lori Bell a call and talk about it. She'll happily navigate your future. 416-697-8106. Navigate your move, lessen the stress, deal with Lori Bell, Moving Seniors with a Smile. Thanks, Lori, and perhaps next week a happy story.
Absolutely. Have a good one.
A house can be a home, but it can be more. It can be your forever home. It can be beautiful, organized, and hazard-free. It can include universal design so anyone of any age and ability can enjoy living and being in its four walls. Accessibility expert Daniel Wiskin of a Total Access Center knows what it takes to do a job once, do it right, and create the forever home of your dreams. And he joins us this morning. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, Marilyn. And I want to wish all the fathers out there a very special happy Father's Day. I know this is special times, and at Total Access Center, what I want to do this week is give the gift of safety. And you mentioned it, Marilyn, universal design. This is a hot topic right now in the industry, and what that basically means is making your forever home, making everything in your house accessible, safe, and hazard-free. And at Total Access Center, we do it in style. We don't want to put institutionalized items inside your home. We want to make it look modern, and we want to make it look presentable to all your friends, so you don't have to worry about somebody coming in and saying, ooh, that kind of looks accessible. I don't want that in my house. We have all the latest technologies to make your place look amazing, including accessories that are designer. So we have grab bars that actually look like soap dishes, so they don't look like a grab bar at all. We have towel bars that act as a grab bar, but you can use it for dual purposes. And we can put this into your bathroom the way it is right now. We don't need to find the stud. We have special anchors that we can go wherever we want, and we can put it to what works best for you. On top of that, we specialize in full renovations. So if you're looking to make your bathroom fully accessible, we can remove your tub that you never use anymore and put in a beautiful, gorgeous walk-in shower. And we can do the entire bathroom, whatever you're looking to do. I have something called the Total Home Safety Check, and I have talked about this a lot, Marilyn.
Well, the Total Home Safety Check, I think, is the roadmap. And the fact that you do it for such a reasonable price, I believe it's $89.95, right, Daniel?
It is. It's $89.95, and it's a full assessment of your home. we can talk about your bathroom and what problems you're having in it and how we can overcome those obstacles by making it look beautiful and accessible. If you're having trouble getting into your home and you need railings or perhaps a ramp, we can discuss all these options. So I give you a full written report with pictures and a quote so you know how much everything is going to cost to do. And it's kind of like your roadmap for the future. This isn't something you have to implement tomorrow, but at least you have a plan in place for when you're ready to make these changes so you can stay in your forever home that's universally designed. And, of course, on this assessment, I can talk about funding options. Maybe you're eligible for a grant for $15,000 from March a Dime. And there's also a rebate program from the government where you can get $2,500 back for renovations. So we can talk about all this on a total home safety check. It's usually $89.95. And for Father's Day, the special will be for the first three callers. It'll be free.
Well, Daniel, Father's Day is a special day, and I know you lost your dad a few years ago, so I know his memory is in your heart and he's smiling down on you. And when you speak, I always hear your heart, and I'm so happy that you're part of the From a Woman's Perspectives team. Anyone listening that wants to have something more than a house or just a home, a forever home that's safe and welcoming to everyone who walks through its doors, Daniel Wiskin can make it possible. He can beautify it if necessary. He can do small changes when they're needed, and all you need to do is call him. The number, Daniel?
Yes, please call me at 647-206-6409.
647-206-6409. And the first three callers will have the total home safety check. That's usually $89.95 for free. So you have nothing to lose. You can spend a little time. You can understand what it takes. And then you can make informed decisions to beautify and add value to your home. It's accessibility at its finest when you deal with Daniel Wiskin and the Total Access Center. Thank you, Daniel. I look forward to a happy story next week. And enjoy your weekend.
Thanks very much. And thanks for the kind words about my father.
You're welcome. Time once again to say goodbye and thank you. Thank you to all the healthcare workers and essential service providers. And thank you to Kelly and Carlos and the production team. And thank you to the From a Woman's Perspectives team of experts. And a very special thank you to you for making time to spend with us this hour. Tomorrow is the first day of summer and Father's Day. You're armed with some nuggets of information from myself and your From a Woman's Perspectives team. Resolve to use them to do what you need to empower yourself to move forward to your goals. Feel free to reach out to any or all of us to ask your questions and get the answers you need to gain confidence to take action. Remember, marylins.ca, marylyns.ca. It has all our contact information and more, and we're here for you. So remember that life includes happy occasions like Father's Day, when we can celebrate life, when we can remember those we've loved and acknowledge the special men in our lives that fill our hearts with both memories of good times past and give us memories of happy times we're living now. Don't let COVID take life's special moments away. Find your way to celebrate the occasions of life. The first day of summer, birthdays, graduations, Father's Day, and of course, celebrate yourself and your accomplishments as well. Don't stress over what's not done yet. Just pace yourself so you can finish whatever's important to you. You can have it all. The good times, the memories, the satisfaction of reaching your goal. Just do it one step at a time. Enjoy the journey and the fruits of your labor as well. The joy of living is there for you. It's yours. You can make your dreams a reality. Next Saturday, June 26th, you will have had a whole week to finish whatever needs to be done and create your new to-do list. Have a fabulous June 20th. Stay safe. Be well. Until we speak again from a woman's perspective here on Zoomer Radio next Saturday morning at 8. Bye for now. Happy Father's Day to all the dads and good men listening. Enjoy life and smile.
Welcome to Specsavers, sir. How can I help?
Hello. I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
to seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.